Solomon reigned 40 years over all Israel, from about 970 to 931 BC. It was the most brilliant and the wealthiest period in the country's history, but the end of Solomon's life was marred by spiritual decline. His many pagan wives brought their idols to Israel, and idolatry reappeared among the people. Because of this, God told the king that the country would be divided during the reign of his successor. After Solomon's death, his son Rehoboam came to the throne. He was 41, and he reigned 17 years. But one of Solomon's servants, Jeroboam, became his enemy. Ahijah, the prophet of Shiloh, had announced to Jeroboam that he would reign over 10 tribes in Israel. When Rehoboam went to Shechem to be crowned by all the Israelites, Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and all the officials went to the king to ask him to reduce the taxes and forced labor that had been imposed on the people by Solomon. "Your father put a heavy yoke on us," they said. "Now lighten the harsh labor, and we will serve you." Not knowing what to reply, Rehoboam told them to come back in 3 days. He consulted the wise and competent counselors who had served his father, and they advised him to give a favorable answer to the Israelites. If he lightened their heavy burden, they said, the people would continue to serve him. But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him. His companions were arrogant and inexperienced, and they gave bad advice. Rehoboam did not have his father's wisdom. So when Jeroboam and the Israelites came back, the king answered them harshly. "My little finger is thicker than my father's waist," he said. "My father made your yoke heavy. I will make it even heavier. He scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions." When the Israelites saw that Rehoboam refused to listen to them, they said, "What part do we have in David and his family? Everyone to his tent, O Israel." And they left Rehoboam. But the men of Judah remained loyal to the king, and part of the little tribe of Benjamin joined with the men of Judah. From then on, there were two kingdoms, Israel to the north and Judah to the south. Jeroboam became king of Israel, as Ahijah the prophet had announced, while Rehoboam and the house of David reigned over Judah. Rehoboam mustered an army to regain the kingdom by force, but the word of God came to him through a prophet. The men of Judah did as the Lord had ordered and went home. Jeroboam was not faithful to God, and he did evil in his sight. He began his reign by leading the people astray and establishing idolatry in the northern kingdom. He was afraid that the Israelites might one day go back to Rehoboam, their rightful king, if they continued to worship God 3 times a year in the temple in Jerusalem. So he made 2 golden calves, one he set up in Bethel to the south, and the other in Dan to the north. And he said to the people, "It is too much for you to go to Jerusalem. This is your God, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." So the Israelites no longer went to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. They went to the shrines in Bethel and Dan. Then the priests and Levites who lived in the north, with the Israelites who would not worship the golden calves, left the northern kingdom and settled in the south. Rehoboam fortified the cities and strongholds throughout Judah and Benjamin, and he became powerful as long as he remained faithful to the Lord. But when his reign was well established, he forsook the law of God, and the people with him. Because of this, Rehoboam almost lost his kingdom and his life. In the 5th year of his reign, the king of Egypt invaded Judah, took all the fortified cities, and came to Jerusalem. But the Lord saved the country because Rehoboam, the nobles, and the people repented and humbled themselves before God. Pharaoh, however, took everything, the treasures of the temple and of the royal palace, as well as the gold shields King Solomon had made. Then Rehoboam made shields of bronze to replace the gold ones. Throughout his reign, there was continual warfare with Jeroboam. After his death, Abijah his son succeeded him as king. Next episode, Jeroboam.